Holidays often mean family recipes, and they don't have to be fancy. One of my most treasured possessions is a tattered recipe for tuna noodle casserole with canned mushroom soup and potato chips on top that my mom tucked into an old Betty Crocker cookbook. Well, this month, NPR is sharing your family recipes, and we got one from Maureen O'Reilly of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, who joins us now on the line. Maureen, this is for soda bread?
That's right.
And it is Irish soda bread. Which is a staple in many homes, but we have to tell you, when our producer, Kalyani, first was assigned this, she thought it was bread that involved Coke or Sprite as one of the ingredients. The soda in soda bread is baking soda?
That's right.
Yeah. Tell us, what is soda bread? What's the basis of it?
Well, soda bread was a staple in many Irish homes. And it was very simple to put together with flour, buttermilk, which was a byproduct of dairy farming, and some sort of leavener and maybe a little bit of salt. Really no other flavorings. And it was made on a daily basis because it tends to turn into a rock after it sits in your kitchen for a while.
Right. Now, whose recipe is this?
So the recipe that I use came from my grandmother-in-law, Grandma Mary Boyce, and she brought her recipe when she came over from Ireland, but embellished it further when she became a professional cook or chef in New York City. And she looked around and saw other Irish cooks putting in things like sugar, caraway seed, and raisins, sometimes adding butter, sometimes adding eggs. And she eventually added all of those to her recipe. So by the time I became aware of it and watched her baking it, it was something that she knew by heart and just sort of put into a bowl, mixed and baked.
Well, and by the way, we're going to have that recipe for Grandma Mary Boyce's soda bread at hereandnow.org. But you came upon this. I mean, you have to inherit these. They have to be handed to you, like a scepter, you know? And for you, this was when you married Grandma's grandson.
That's right. And we happened to go and stay in Atlanta, Georgia, with my parents-in-law. And that's where Grandma Boyce lives. She lived with them. And up until that point, I hadn't been too interested in cooking and baking, just intermittently. But I was a new mother. Grandma and I were home alone quite a bit during that period. And I began watching. And I knew that soda bread was a favorite of her grandson, my husband. So I asked her specifically if we could make it. And she said, sure. And she put it together, and I had no idea what she was doing. So then I had to become a sleuth.
Like for instance?
Well, I had to figure out a way to reverse engineer what she was doing without any measurements. She knew by the feel, by the smell, by the look of it, whether a loaf needed more flour, more buttermilk, whatever. And so she just would rapidly put it together. I mean, it took her probably less than 10 minutes, and it was in the oven. So this recipe was in her head. So what I did was have her stop when she had, say, a handful of sugar about to put in the bowl and take it and put it in a measuring cup. So little by little, I finally figured out what she was doing, but it took multiple loaves and the whole household was sick of Irish soda bread by the time we were done.
Yeah, but what a wonderful thing to be able to bond with your husband's grandmother.
Yes, and, you know, just talking about this with NPR has brought back a lot of wonderful memories with Grandma Boyce. I really didn't know her too well before that time. We were staying with the family. And, you know, I would just pass her at family weddings or gatherings. But now I got to talk to her and hear a little bit about her history, coming over as an 18-year-old on the Queen Elizabeth and settling in New York City as, you know, so many Irish immigrants did, and what her experiences were like.
Well, I wonder, too, if you think of her every time you got a handful of sugar.
Yeah.
You know, that you're putting in and making that soda bread.
Right, exactly.
Is she with us still?
No, she died in 1987.
Oh, well, but see, this is how family lives on.
That's right. And I'm hoping to teach this recipe to my granddaughter, this Christmas break when she's home from college.
Well, memories of Grandma Mary Boyce. Maureen O'Reilly of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, thank you so much for sharing that memory.
I appreciate you having me on your show.
Just lovely. And by the way, since producer Kaliani said she thought soda bread was made with soda, I've heard from a lot of people who thought the same thing. So great question, Kaliani. And now, how about memories of holiday traditions? We asked for one from Here Now senior producer Ashley Locke to get us started.
Growing up, I always remember on Christmas Eve, my family would have crab fresh from the dock. We lived on the coast of Northern California, and we would also have chocolate milk. And we also had these gigantic Christmas cookies that my grandma made by hand, and I always helped her frost them every year.